You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Yo, it's a mindset on another Monday morning. Here we are. I think we're like on episode 27, maybe. Yes, this is episode 27. And thank God for that. It's blessings because it's hard to be consistent with things, especially when you get started. And I'm thankful that this is episode 27, which I should be like on 30, but I done skipped a few weeks. But you know how that goes. But overall, I've done a great job. Just trying to stay positive with different types of things, understanding that so many times that we fall when we do something new, but it's not about falling, it's about you getting back up. And like I said in like an earlier episode, it's about counting your wins too as well. Something that I'm thankful for is that I've continued to get better on my shows, both of them actually. The one, if you don't listen, Battle of the Barns. Also too, while I'm on that one, yes, we are having a live show August 18th. In Bowling Green, Kentucky at the A-Frame. Doors are going to open at 7. Show's going to start at 8. Just make sure you guys come for a good time. If you haven't heard already, you can get your tickets at battleofthebarnslive.eventbrite.com. Definitely come out and support that. It's going to be fun. We're going to do our first live show. We're going to play games with, you know, audience involvement is strictly enforced. So I'm excited about that. Going to be bringing people up to the stage and just gonna have fun, like gonna do it right for our first live show. Gonna have a live DJ. It's gonna be a great time. But anywho, back to the show. So like I was saying, yes, make sure that you just count your wins and not be so hard on yourself. And that's really basically what, you know, It's a Mindset is about. It's just focusing, keeping each other motivated, keeping each other encouraged, because it's hard to do sometimes, especially by yourself. So just me being vulnerable with you guys and me being open about almost just about everything in my life and where I'm at, and just, you know, just let, I call my listeners my fourth quarter ballers. That's the name that I came up with by myself, because we're balling. We're all in the fourth quarter of our lives, trying to get things done, trying to make moves. So just stick with it. Just stick with anything that you're doing. Understand that you may fall off, but it's about getting up. Something my coach would always say, it's not about what happens, it's how it responds. So keep that in mind. But so I wonder, how's everybody doing with their Speak On It challenge? I hope some people, and I had so many people hit me up, they're like, well, I didn't start till a few days before, which is totally fine. Like, I get that. It's not about, you know, you starting the day of, it's about the fact that you start, which is great. And just keeping it going and being consistent with it. Like I said, for me to be consistent, I have to do things at a certain time every day or it won't happen. And I ain't gonna lie, you know, with this been going on, we've been doing it for almost 2 weeks. Almost 2 weeks, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow for me doing this. It's been a few days where I have fell off, where I didn't get up and pray at 7 o'clock in the morning. But if I don't do it at 7 o'clock in the morning, I try to make sure that I do it at like 7 o'clock at night, or even, you know, right before I go to bed or something like that. Just as long as I get it in is really the most important part. So don't get down on yourself, even if you miss a day. One time I missed a day, so I made sure I prayed twice the next day. So it's all about just getting it in while you can, because I understand we all have busy lives. Stuff comes up, you may have to, your work schedule might fluctuate, something like that, but it's all about you getting it in before the day's up, or sometimes getting it in twice. But just those 30 days, just stick with it. It's the time for me to go into the Speak On It challenge, to share some testimonies that people have shared with me as them doing this challenge, and me, of course, relating to you guys and me sharing a testimony of my own from this challenge. So the first one that we get, and I'm not going to say their name or not, but something they talked about with me, they shared how they worry so much, how they worry about things, and how they were worried on a particular, you know, situation at work, on being in sales and getting their numbers, and how they just decided that they were just going to pray about it. And something else that they stood out too, they said they were so concerned about not hitting their numbers at work that so many times they had to lean on God, like praying to God, like, hey, you know, God, I need you to help me with this, I need you to help me with that. But something that they said that they did that stood out to me is that they had reached out to previous customers and to see how they were doing and did some callbacks. And that's how they were able to get on track and able to get ahead by them doing that. So what I heard from that, so many times that we do pray, about for God to help us accomplish things. And, you know, like my Speak on a Challenge, like I knew that it was going to be a situation where we literally just, we spoke on it because there is power in prayer, like I said before. But one thing, the shout out to this girl is that she talked about the work that she did do to meet God halfway. And that's something that we don't do, we don't talk about, or we just don't tell. You know what I'm saying? So that was definitely something that was key for her testimony. Just talking about how she did the work and saying, well, you know, I prayed and I leaned on God to do this, but this is what I did. So that was key. And when with me telling people to, when you're doing your Speak on a Challenge, also write some things down that you can do that to meet God halfway, to allow you to, for everything that you're speaking on to come to existence. Well, yeah, just to, for it to come real life, that faith without works is dead. Like I always say, and I think that's something we can't say enough, because people get so caught up in just praying, just going to church, just reading the Bible, and just waiting. And which waiting is good. You got to be faithful, but you got to do a little something too. There's so many times we try to get over on God, and we can't get over on the Lord. Amen. A testimony for me on my Speak on It challenge, something that I had been praying about and speaking on it is just my marriage and it being a spiritual marriage, and just praying on my husband, speaking on things that, you know, so many times when we're in relationships, whether it's with people, whoever, friends, whatever, friendships, relationships, whatever, so many times that we want things to change within people and we don't ever look at ourselves and focus and, you know, look in the mirror what we need to change about ourselves. So it's so many times that we try to change other people without getting God involved. And something that I'm blessed about, something I'm going to share with you guys as well, is the fact that Terrell has just really been so involved more with our other podcast, Battle of the Barms. At the very beginning, it was more like a situation where I was doing like almost all the work. I'm not going to say all. I'm going to give him some credit. I'm going to say, okay, 75%. And he was doing 25, which is fine because I'm getting involved anyway. And plus, I'm very particular about certain things and I want things done a certain way. But just he would set up the mics. But at first, you know, it was hard to get him to bring on topics. He didn't know how to cut anything up as far as the software, using the software. It wasn't more so the fact that he just didn't know how to use it. It was for he didn't try. Those type of things, you know, just, you know, somebody, I feel like, you know, if you're in a partnership, things need to be 50-50, you know, both of you guys both need to be involved. That's how things should go, but it wasn't the case in our situation. So I decided just to quit complaining about it, and I just prayed about it. And let me tell you something, this man has really just begun to take our podcast seriously, and we're both on the same page with that. And it's so awesome. Like, it's so awesome. Like, he's been lining people up. He's been thinking about new ideas. He's got a new intro for us coming up for our show. Like, really been involved. He's the one who actually came up with the idea for the live show. Like, which was dope. Like, and I just ran with it. So, that was awesome. So, just sometimes you got to pray on your business partners. I had to pray on mine. And it definitely is working out. And it's getting better. And it's going up from here. So, that is my testimony from the Speak on It Challenge. Let's be consistent with this guy, because I definitely see some, progress in my life. I see where things have gotten better. I definitely see God working with this, and I'm blessed to actually have done this, and something I'm thankful for too. Praise God. I'm thankful that God can just continue to give me things to do, continue to give me ideas. I'm so thankful for that, and I pass those on to you guys. So that's a blessing too as well. But on to the topic today. And it's based on the Speak on It Challenge too as well, because I'm trying to be more strategic about things that I do. And so something that I was thinking about, something that came to my mind when it came to me doing preparing for this show, I started thinking about what's holding you back. That's a word that came to my mind, what's holding you back. And it ties into as well the fact that with our Speak on a Challenge that we are writing things on how we can get better, or how we can make our things, our prayers come true and come to reality. How can we do that? So I think it's key that sometimes we have to reflect on things that's holding us back, and it could be like a numerous of things. And I did some research on this. One thing that this is a big thing that can hold us back from achieving our goals, and for us, you know, reaching those milestones that, you know, we wanna accomplish. Rejection. Woo! Rejection is a powerful word. You know, I got and it's something, and I'm going to relate to a story. I got a story to relate to this. I've got a young lady who's in my life. She actually just went to like an interview to get into a program for school that she's wanting to pursue. And, you know, she was worried about it at the very beginning. Just scared and just had fear of what might happen before the interview even started. And it's amazing how the devil tries to attack us before we even do stuff. How he just likes to get into our head. And first of all, he's a liar. But he just loves to get in our head before we even do things. And he loves to try to convince us that we're not worthy. He loves to try to convince us that we're underqualified. He loves to try to convince us that we're not ready. Anything negative is from him. So, something that I was just talking to her about, and this goes for everything when it comes to us being rejection. There's so many times where we have the fear, and which fear is another thing that holds us back as well. We have so much fear of trying new things or sticking our neck out to get to another level. We have so much fear before we even get started that we even get in our own minds and we hold ourselves back and talk ourselves out of doing things of fear of the outcome. And as far as me doing these podcasts and me doing different types of things for my podcast, I've learned that you have to be rejected sometimes to get better. Like, I mean, it's a must and it's very necessary. And also, too, something that we don't realize and something that I told her as well, at the end of the day, before you do anything new, before you even get rejected, and God already has his plan made up. God already has it in order. And sometimes we have to realize too as well, if we did get rejected from that one thing, one, God has something better for us. Two, it's not where God wanted us to be anyway. And God's always going to put you in the right place. And let me tell you, that's nothing but a fact for that. Like that's real. It don't get no realer than that. And something too, it's crazy because sometimes people, we say, like me, I'm a big person to be like, well, I'm not really scared of rejection. But I mean, we all are. That's something that we're all guilty of. And, you know, even with my, even with us doing this live show at the very beginning, I was like, you know, and, you know, it's crazy because, and you know, shout out to Terrell for this too as well. It's crazy because it's so many things that we could have that we want to do, that we think that we're not ready for, or we think, it's not going to work out, or, they're going to say no, or, it's not going to be popular. With that live show, if it was up to me, the live show thing would have been a year from now. I would have been like, you know, maybe people aren't going to come. Our followers aren't there yet. We don't have our downloads aren't there. And it's crazy because, like, God, you can put so much stuff in order and just leave it to God. Because ever since we announced this live show, both of our shows have gotten better and better. Our downloads and our listens are at the highest they've ever been. Like, and that's nothing but the Lord just getting us out there and getting that following up for our live show. And you have to just be willing to just stick your neck out. You have to be willing to try things. Because if you just stay bottled up, scared of rejection, scared of not getting better, you ain't never going to get nowhere. Like, never. You got to just be able to take that leap of faith and just meet God halfway and just speak things into existence. And just understand, too, if you do get rejected from whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, anything that you've got coming up, just understand that you have to be willing to tell God afterwards, hey, God, you know, this didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go, but I trust your judgment. I trust what you want for me. I trust that you have something better for me. And that's how we really have to look at things, because it's so crazy, because sometimes, like, God really does test us and doesn't give us the things, because, like I said, he always has something better for us. God tests us just to see how we're going to react sometimes. So that's something that I've really worked on. It's just my reaction when I do feel that I didn't get what I wanted, or I did get rejected on certain things. I pause for a second. I'm like, hey, God, you know, I really thought I wanted this, but obviously you have something better for me. So that's something that we can really definitely get better on when it comes to rejection wise. And just understand, like, we've been told no before. And I mean, especially too, and I hate to say this, but I'm being honest, especially coming from, you know, me being raised by a black single mom. I've heard no plenty of times. So, and I bounced back from that and I got better from that. So just understand that anytime you feel that rejection, that God has something better for you. Another big thing that holds us back, or what could be holding you back, and I think that a lot of my followers are going to relate to this, Procrastination. Ooh, that's a powerful word too as well, because we all do that. We all procrastinate. And me, I've got like an A plus in procrastination. So for me, something that works for me, that's why I have to put time on things. Like, and the people who are around me, people who know this about me, like, if I ever say I'm going to do anything with you, or we have a project that we're working on together, like, you have to give me a certain time. You have to give me a deadline on when things has to be done, because I, like I said, I live in the fourth quarter. I just have to have a deadline, because it might come through last minute, but it's always going to come through. But procrastination is something that it's something that we all go through, or something that we all do. As me reflecting on this, and me, sometimes you have to ask yourself, and you have to go back to the basics with a lot of things. I had to ask myself, Takara, why do you procrastinate? Why do you put things off? Why do you not just do it when you have the time? So I had to just, like I said, look at myself, and I realized that me, if I don't break things into smaller tasks, which is a big way, stop right there, break things into smaller tasks, that will help you with your procrastination. Put time limits on things. If I don't break things into smaller tasks, I get overwhelmed. So if I get overwhelmed, then I feel like I have so much stuff to do, I do nothing. And who can relate to that? Like, it just doesn't get any realer than that. I mean, sometimes I just have so much to do, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just not doing anything, because I get overwhelmed and I get freaked out. Like, and I'll just have a cow. And that's something that Terrell has to help me with sometimes too, and he helps me get things done too as well. And we don't realize there's 7 days a week and there's 24 hours in a day. You have so much time to do things. We love to make that excuse, like, well, I don't have time to do that, or well, you know, I just didn't have time to get it done. And like I said, calculate the time, how many times you get on social media. The average person gets on Facebook 21 times a day. And I guarantee some of the listeners on here, including myself, we probably get on 25 or 30 times a day. Probably more than 21, I guarantee that. So take a step back. Think about, also too, this week, focus on areas. Focus on, see where your time goes. Just try to focus and see, focus on just your everyday, day-to-day for like a week. And just see where your time spent. And just be like, well, hey, I focused on doing this during this time. Really, I could have got this done. And there's so many times where I tell myself, hey, I have to get up earlier. I have to get up early to get these things done. And really, you don't. I mean, we all work more than likely 8 hours a day. Like I said, we work 8 hours a day. There's 24 hours a day. We probably sleep. Shout out to people who sleep for 8 hours, because I definitely don't do that. We'll give you 8 hours. So say you 8 hours of sleep. So 16 hours. There's some more hours somewhere, and I guarantee you ain't sleeping eight. So just find time to do things. Break them down in chunks. Also, too, as well, our cell phones in general stand in the way of us getting stuff done. Because it's like I could be in here really working on a full project. Even, for example, like my podcast right now. Like, I came to the point where when I'm recording this show that I have to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. One, because it makes noise when the vibration on my microphone. That's the first thing. But two, because if somebody sends me a text, like, I mean, I'm going to check it right then because it could be important. But really, it could be the devil just trying to throw me off from my show, more than likely. Because it does. Because this show really takes me probably 45 minutes to do, and usually I only talk for no more than probably 20 minutes, usually, maybe like a little few minutes over. Me having to turn my cell phone off, like, that's one thing too I have to get start back doing. I started this thing where I said I was going to turn my phone off from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I need to start getting back to doing that. Like, I think that lasted for like maybe a week or like 2 weeks, but it's just I have certain people that I talk to in the morning that I would look forward to. So I need to get back to doing that, because that really did help. Just give yourself a designated so many hours a day where you just remove all distractions, turn your phone off, and just focus on things you want to get done. Because if you, I really believe that I do have a lot of gold diggers listening to this show, because you wouldn't be, because that's all I talk about is just striving to be better. That's one thing I pride myself in, because I want to be better every single day. And I'm going to shout out to you guys who listen to this show every single week, because you clearly want to get better every single week, because that's what I'm always talking about. Just on anything with self-help. And I read a lot of books on that too as well. Just getting better and just learning new things and encouraging other people is something that I'm just really focused on. That's my passion. That's what I'm passionate about. So everything that I do in my life out to prepare for this is what I'm striving for, to be my ultimate goal, to be my full-time job. So if I say that I want that, if that's what I say I want for my life, I have to treat this like a job and treat other things that I'm involved with like a job to get better for this. So I shouldn't procrastinate those things. And maybe that's something you need to look at too. You know, work you want to get done, you say you want something, but you procrastinate the stuff to get better for or the stuff to do it. So maybe you don't really want that thing. Like we're really good about that, saying that we want certain things but don't want to put the work in for it, or keep putting things off. Clearly you don't want to get better. And something, you know, and I've seen growth in myself, because if you don't know me, I'm a very confident person. Like, I'm extremely confident. Like, I don't think anybody can beat me. I mean, fourth quarter, you know, that's what it's all about with me. I don't think anybody can beat me. But I got to a point where I was really for my podcast, I got to the point where I quit listening to other people's stuff, because that's what would fuel me. That's what would motivate me. That's what I would do in my quiet time. I would get better, listen to other people's shows, seeing what other people were doing. I quit doing that, and I got this twisted thing in my mindset that I was better than certain people. So I would look at other people with all these followers, people with all these, you know, downloads, and I'm like, man, like, I'm better than them. But also, too, I wasn't doing the work that they were putting in, because let me tell you something. A lot of these people who podcast, they work. Like, let me tell you, they work. Like, even if I watch The Breakfast Club and I look at Angela Yee, like, Angela Yee got her notes. Like, she be in there. Like, she researches. She does the work. And that's something, too, that we don't realize. Just, you got to put that work in. Like, and that's something that's really helped me with my procrastination, just me watching other people. And that's something big, too. Like, people who are doing that you want to do, watch them. Like, learn from them. See what the work. Even reach out to them. Reach out to them like, hey, what's an everyday today? What does an everyday look like for you? Sorry, it took me a while to get that out. Ask people that. Hey, what do you do in your day? What makes you be what keeps you on track? What are you doing? What does your days look like? Ask somebody that, because they can really help you out. And that's something that I had to do. So that could be something else that holds us back too as well. Not wanting to ask people for help. Pride. Pride can hold us back. Us not wanting to reach out to people. Us being embarrassed that we don't know things, or being embarrassed that we don't know certain steps to get to where we want to be. And not everybody on here is perfect. And honestly, like, people, I get so excited. You won't be surprised if y'all reach out to people. People who are where you want to be, you get so shocked, because so many people get so happy when you ask them, because they're so humble. Like, the people that I follow are humble. I can't speak for nobody else who y'all watch, but some of the people that I follow, they're so humble. And when I do reach out to them and ask them, hey, how did you do this? How did that work for you? Like, they get so excited that you even asking, that you even get it, that you even think enough of them to ask. I mean, I know I do that. I have so many people ask me so many things, like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm so thankful that they're even asking me, or they think of me enough to ask me to help them with that. And so if I'm doing something right, y'all see that I'm doing something that you guys, you know, want to get involved in, just hit me up. Because there's no shame here. Just ask me for help, whatever. And don't be afraid to ask the other people for help too, because that could be something holding you back. And that's something that would help me back too. I would get so set in my ways where I didn't want to reach out to people or to even ask them how they want to do it. Then I would try to YouTube it and figure it out. And that just took too much. It just took too much energy. All you got to do is just ask people. So that's something that can hold you back too. Pride. Not wanting to reach out for help. Another thing that's big too as well is people. We all have certain people in our lives that aren't as motivated as we are, or some people who just don't believe in the same things that we believe in. And I really had to come to terms with this, because you got to understand, like, a lot of people, and this took me for a while to realize this, understand that some people aren't where you're at in life, and some people don't believe in what you believe, and that's 100% okay. Like, I can remember when I felt like I had to cut everybody off who wasn't on the same page as me. Oh, they're not on the same page as me. I got to let them go. Or I got to cut them off. Like, people who are in your life, they're in your life for a reason, but you have to know where to place them. You have to place them in certain areas and not allow them to affect, you know, what you have going on. Because I can think of a time where, you know, I would share, and this is something too that can hold you back. I'm going to tie these in together. Telling everybody your moves. Telling everybody what you got going on. Because, believe it or not, like, I'm, one thing about myself, I really believe that, I think that everybody's for me. And that's not the case. Because, and the reason why I think that is because I really am for other people. I want everybody to be successful. I want everybody to win. Like, I don't even know you. If you're somebody who's listening to the show right now, I don't even know you, but I want you to win because I'm that type of person. I'm a team player. I feel like there's enough money out here for everybody to get. I feel like it's enough success for everybody out here to get. So I'm for everybody. So the fact that I'm like that and I'm constantly pouring into other people, I want to motivate other people, it's hard for me to realize that not everybody else wants good for me. And that's kind of like a flaw that I had. And so many times I got taken advantage of in that area because I would go to certain people or a lot of people about so many ideas, and I would wonder why I wouldn't get a certain response from them, or wonder why I wouldn't get certain things from them. And it's crazy because I went through this with a lot of people. Like, if you're talking about, and understand, know who you're talking to when you're talking about projects. Like, for an example, you know, I would go to my mom about certain projects that's like something new stuff that's out or new stuff, and she don't understand because her times is different or her mindset's different just because she's older than me. So, you know, really, and it's not her fault that she don't understand what I'm trying to do or she don't believe in what I'm trying to do, because it's just her mind's different, or, you know, she sees things different in an older time, you know, not an older way, or how things were done when she was coming up. So really, it's on me because I brought this to her attention because she don't get it. Because there's so many times where I would come to people about stuff and they weren't feeling it, and then I felt some type of way, and then I let it get in my head that my idea wasn't okay, or it wasn't liked, or it just wasn't a good idea, when really it wasn't. It was just the person that I brought it to, they just didn't understand. So just picking and choosing on who you talk to people, talk to things about with, or who you share your ideas with. And I love the fact that there's a podcast that I listen to that my friend actually put me on. It's called Blessed and Bossed Up. It's a dope podcast. Like, she's an entrepreneur, she's a black female entrepreneur, and she's awesome. And something that she talked about too as well, she talked about a group trip that she went on with a few girls. And apparently, like, all the girls that she went with, they like some bosses, you know, basically, which is goals. But she just talked about how, you know, she had people ask her, hey, can I come on the next one? But she said she's so hesitant about letting people in that circle because she don't know, like, what they're going to bring, or because they share so many things with each other, and they're in their group is so vulnerable and just so secretive with other people, and they're so hesitant about letting people in on their business because they don't know where other people's hearts are. And I felt where she was coming with it, because it's so many times where we tell people certain moves and we tell people everything that we got going on, and we robbing ourselves from our blessings. And understanding that sometimes you just got to keep things between you and the Lord. And it took me, let me tell you something, I'm 27 years old, and it probably took me the last probably 3 years to understand that. And now I'm to the place where I got so many moves that I'm making that I'm just making them, and then I'm showing people after the fact, after God had already blessed me, after I've already done the work. It's like, boom. Even like the live show, I only maybe two people knew about us doing a live show until it was already before it was already out. Then live show's done. Because one thing I've told, it's so embarrassing when you tell people stuff and it don't happen. And I'm just going to put that out there. Like, and that happens all the time. And like I said, it took me 3 years to learn this. So many times when you tell people your moves and the move don't work, and then they like, well, what happened to, and then you like, well, I don't know. And then you got to make 100 excuses. Just save yourself from that. Just make the move and just do it. And half the time, and pastors talk about this all the time, we want to post stuff before it's done. Like, social media ain't got to learn everything. They ain't got to know everything. Because half the time, people, they just met with your stuff anyway, and they don't even care. And then you open it up for the devil to get in, because, you know, they could be hitting you up on some stuff that you got going on, filling your spirit with negative, or filling your spirit having you think this stuff ain't going to happen. And then, like I said, then you robbing yourself from your blessings. So keep your moves to yourself, because that's something that can really hold us back. And it's held me back multiple times. And I guarantee this probably held you guys back too as well. So just understand, you really have to be mindful of who you share your stuff with, because you don't know what you could be letting into your ideas. And plus, you don't know where their mind could be that day. They could be just, you know, infected. You know, they could just be full of the devil that day. You know, and it happens to everybody. We could just be having a bad day, especially women. We so emotional. We just let our emotions affect everything we do a lot of the times. Well, probably 75% of the time. But just be mindful of who you let in on your plans and your future endeavors, and let God in first. If you're gonna let anybody, if you need to tell somebody, tell the Lord. How about that? And so many times we're telling people that we, and also too, and it's not just a negative way, also be mindful of who you tell your stuff to. Now, we got those some people who we know we go to who's going to tell us everything we want to hear. Be mindful of that, too, because you also need somebody that if you do tell your stuff to, somebody who's going to tell you the truth, and you know it's out of love. So, I go to people who I know who's going to give me ideas or be like, I'm not feeling that, but why don't you try this? And you need that. That's important. You don't need yes men in your lives because they ain't going to get you nowhere. Then when you do get that rejection, you're going to feel some type of way. Like, well, so-and-so told me it was great. Then you're going to look at them. But just be mindful of that, who you tell your projects to and just who you let in, and just because it can hold you back. So, like I said, be mindful. Failure and disappointment is another big thing that can hold us back when we're trying to get to where we want to be. And the unknown, too, as well. Just understand that you got to fail at some things. Like, I had to, you know, that's hard for me, just realizing that failure is possible sometimes, because I'm a perfectionist and I feel like everything has to be done the first time. I feel like I have to do things right the first time. And I'm learning that when you're in business and you're trying to work for yourself and you have things that you're trying to accomplish, that's your purpose, and to make change, that anything you do, period, you're going to fail at some point. Like, and if you don't think you're going to fail, then I hate to say it, but you just not smart. I was going to say a worse word than that, but you just not smart. And that's a place that I had to get to. I had to get to a place where I understand failure was going to happen, that you have to keep trying different things to see what works, ask people what works. Like, for, you know, one thing I'm telling Terrell about this live show, hey, we need to get like a box together so when people leave, they can give us feedback, what they didn't like about the show, what they feel we should change, because that's how you got to get better. Don't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid to fail, because it's only going to get you better. It's about what you do with that information when you do fail, and if you don't, if things don't go how you want. Like me, if it was up to me, and this is so true, I probably could have told y'all this. My episode one of This A Mindset, if it was up to me, I would have thought I would have had a million followers day one, and everything was right. Everything was going to be perfect the first episode. And it's crazy because after I start researching, even when I first did research for this, somebody put in something that I was reading that they saw their first 50 episodes as practice. And woo, that's powerful considering the fact that I'm just now on 27. So I'm still practicing. I've really gotten better, especially with my voice. And I'm still trying to work on things like getting out those and getting out those likes. And it's going to come. But it also comes with patience. It also comes with reading and just practicing and getting better. And me, for some reason, I'm one of those people, and I'm going to be transparent with this. I'm one of those people, I've always been talented, and I'm always going to let my talent take me as far as it can take me before I put that work in. And I'm just being honest. That was the past. Like, I've always been talented. I'm talented at this. I'm talented at that. But I'm going to let my talent go first because I know that I'm talented, which is a good thing because I'm confident in my talent. But that other people always caught up with me after time because they were putting the work in and I wasn't. So that's me just being transparent. That's me knowing my strengths and weaknesses, and that's something you got to know too. But just focus, man. Just focus on the things that's just holding you back, especially with this Speak On It challenge. Like, we have so many things that we're speaking on for we want God to do. We have so many moves that we want God to allow us to make. But we have to take a step back and look at things, you know, look at how we're going to get to where we want to get, what's holding us back, you know, areas that we need to get better. And just also, too, when it talks about the people, I'm blessed that I surrounded myself by people. One thing I'm going to give a special shout out to my friend Margo. One thing, and I talk about her a lot on here, but shout out to her. I admire Margo in our friendship, the fact that we're constantly, like, we're always trying to get better at something. Like, and I'm not going to say that it's perfect, because so many times we struggle with doing that action to get better. But it's like, we're always trying to get better at something. We're always talking about doing something. Something, some type of move, some type of get better. Sending each other, you know, what's it called? What am I losing my train? Sending each other Bible sermons, stuff like that. Or, hey, you know, like, we talked about just a trip the other day, you know, a trip, like a wives trip, just a relaxation. you know, we talked about, well, hey, you know, let you know, she brought to attention, hey, let's do this, this, and that while we're there. And it was, like, purposeful. And I love that. Like, I love purpose. I love people who want to make moves and want to do something with themselves. I always support that. So just surround yourself with them people. Look, take a step back and just ask yourself, you know, first of all, know what you want. You can't go, you can't get somewhere if you don't know where you want to go. So just know what you want. And then just ask yourself, what's holding me back from getting there? That's something that I've had to do this week. That's something that I want you guys to do. Keep rolling with the Speak On It Challenge. Keep hitting me up, sending me your testimonies. Keep just talking, tell me what God has done for your life, or what, if you see any differences in this or anything that you had to start different. It's okay if you ain't, it's okay if you still haven't even started yet. It's not too late. It's never too late to start. So just shout out to you guys for listening. Like I said, my downloads right now is off the chains. Shout out to the people who's sharing this podcast. And it's just really going to get better from here. Shout out to people who's been listening since day one. Shout out to the people who listen every single week. And shout out to people who's just now started listening to as well. Shout out to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.